Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
Doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. It'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
The
Son of Man.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to the Prophet's Closet. I am your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. I am anything that you need me to be in the time of your need or your want. I'm somebody who really cares about you, because I believe that in this season that God has placed me in the lives of many people, not just believers, but many people, to love on them right where they are at, and not complain about their circumstance or their situation. But I believe we're supposed to love people. Doesn't make a difference of your race, your background, or where you came from. We're supposed to love you beyond what you've been through. So I'm your friend, your brother, your nephew, your cousin. I am the one that God has sent me to be in your life. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you are in the Prophet's Closet. And I believe that we have a very interesting conversation on tonight. We talked last week about the issue of people complaining. You see it every day. You see it on the news. You see it in talk shows. You see it demonstrated in conversations. People are just complaining. You see husbands complaining about their wives, wives complaining about their husbands. You have children complaining about siblings. Family members are just complaining. So you have people who are complaining all around the world. We're complaining about the coronavirus. We're complaining about what President Trump is doing. We complained about what President Barack Obama didn't do and the presidents before him. We are a bunch of people who complain. But remember when I showed you in the Word of God where it said in Numbers, the 11th chapter, it displeased God that the children of Israel were complaining so much, even in the midst of what God was doing for them. And it kind of put a mental note in my mind to say, don't complain. Even when things don't go the way that I want them to go, don't complain. What's the purpose? What's the reasoning behind complaining? The more I complain, nothing ain't going to get done. The more I complain, I'm still going to be in the same predicament that I'm in. The more I complain, God is looking at me and saying to himself, I believe, look at this young man right here complaining, and it could be worse than where he's at right now. So I want to talk to you about a person who complained so much that he just said, go ahead, kill me. I want to die. I want to check up out of here because I'm tired of you always coming through for these people when you know that they're going to turn right back to what they're coming out of. So I want to talk to you all. Let's go to the book of Jonah. It's a very good book. I believe we can start right there because in the book of Jonah, it talked about how Jonah ran from God trying to escape the instructions that God had given to Jonah to carry out into this great city called Nineveh. And for many of you who have just only read the book but never did any research on Nineveh, I understand why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Nineveh was a ruthless country, if you will, city, if you will. It was a city that decapitated people, ate their own, destroyed their own, did everything that was so ruthless for a city or a country to do to its own or anyone who ever visited Nineveh. Jonah had parents that was in Nineveh that was destroyed. I'm talking about completely wiped off the map, if you will, in the most horrible way. Jonah's parents and kinfolk were stuck in the back with these forks, if you will, or something that goes right through them like a shish kebab, and held up place where, of course, they died, but the sun and the ravens and everything ate them. So Nineveh was a city that, of course, Jonah wouldn't have cared if God destroyed it, took it off the face of the earth. But as I was reading in the passage, it was some key things that stood out to me, and I want to explain to many of you on today that don't allow your complaining to put you in jeopardy with God. Ooh, my God, help me, Jesus. Help me with this Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't allow the things that you complain about the most to take the place of God. Because wherever your treasure is, and that's even in the midst of complaining, if your complaining is in a treasure box, that's where your heart is at. There's so many believers that are complaining. God didn't move when you wanted him to move, but yet and still he did move. You might have lost some things, but did he not come through for you? Did he not spare your life? Did he not spare your children's life? Did he not help you mend your broken relationships together? And we are still complaining. We're complaining about the amount of money that we make. We're complaining that the car we're driving. We're complaining about the neighborhood we're living in and the folk that we're living around. We are a bunch of folk that don't know how to be settled with God, but we're complaining about everything that he has done for us. And here is Jonah, one of the prophets of the Lord, that was complaining about this city and the reason why he run like many of us run. We run from the responsibilities of when God is putting a mandate on us to take care of instruction that he is giving us, and we run from the responsibilities of carrying out the instructions because we feel that we know what these people are going to do instead of relying on what God has already seen before we even got there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the reason why some of us don't go and go back to people who offended us and begging their pardons. Amen. Because we complain about what they did to us, complain to God about what they did to us. And I remember listening to some of the old saints. They used to say this one word: we're going to sick the Holy Ghost on you, or we're going to sick God on you. How can you sick God on any individual that he loves? Whoosh, ah, glory, maya na na mahaya. Father, thank you. And here we are as believers, complain. We complain that the pastor is showing favoritism to this one person. We're complaining that the pastor didn't give us the opportunity to speak or say what thus says the Lord, you prophets. And we complain that the pastor didn't give us more responsibility to do this. And the reason why he didn't give us the responsibility to do this, because you never carried out the last responsibility that he gave you. But you complain. You complain. I ain't never seen so many complaining people in my life. Amen. I'm talking about I come from the streets. I've never seen so many people in Christendom that complain over the minute things, over the smallest things. They complain. Husband complained about his wife ain't cooking the right meal because she don't cook it the way his mother cook it. Well, you ain't marry your mother. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know the women over there applauding on that one. Hallelujah. You ain't marry your mother. So why are you complaining about some food that she probably didn't cook the way that you wanted to eat it, but did you not eat? Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Then you got women complaining about their husbands because their husbands ain't do certain things because daddy took care of the house, and because the husband didn't have a father to show him how to take care of the responsibilities, now the woman is complaining that the husband don't know. Well, that ain't your father. You ain't marry your father. You married a man who didn't have a father to show him how to take care of you as a woman. So don't complain about something that was never taught to him. We complain about everything. I ain't never seen so many people just complain. Complain about this. Complain about this. And the church ain't doing that. The church ain't doing this. Well, if you are such a super Christian, then why don't you come up with a plan? And why don't you put money that you invest into this plan and do it? Present it to the pastor. Ask the pastor, is it okay? Can I do this? Make sure you got your money in the bank so that when the check is cashed, it won't bounce. Because there are a lot of things that the church just can't do, that everybody wants the church to fund, but the church is only operating based on what people are giving. And if you ain't giving no tithes to the church, why are you complaining about something that they can't do? Oh, my God, help me, somebody. I'm telling you, I'm in a vein on tonight, people of God. And here is Jonah. Let's go to Jonah, the first chapter in Jonah. And I'm reading from the NLT, the New Living Translation. I like it because it breaks down a little bit things. There are a lot of people who like the King James Version. I like the King James Version too. But I like the NLT. And the Bible says, and I'm going to skip through all of this all the way to, because only four chapters in Jonah. But I want to get to why Jonah was running. Let's talk about that first, and then we're going to go to verse chapter 30, and then we're going to ended up in chapter of time to do this, because it's a lot of meat in this. So I'm going to skip around. I'm not going to stay on the whole chapter of the first chapter. I'm going to move around some so that y'all figure out where I'm going. Amen. Just stay with me. I'm going to take you on a ride. Hold on to your seats because you want to hear this. The Bible says in Jonah, the first chapter of Jonah, first verse, it says, the Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai, get up and go to this great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went into the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he had found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw their cargo overboard to lighten the ship. Time Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted, get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives. Now, you got to realize something. Jonah was running from God. And the captain was asking Jonah to pray to a God who he is running away from. Oh, this is gonna get good. I'm gonna do a little bit more of this. Glory be to God. Just a little bit more. Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended their gods and caused this terrible storm. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. Why has this awful storm come down on us? They demanded, who are you? What is your line of work? Ooh, now they're going to get to the nitty-gritty part. Amen. What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality? Jonah answered, I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, and they had already told them of running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do this? Do it. They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what should we do to you to stop this storm? Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. Jonah said to the sea people, he said, look here, throw me into the sea because I'm running away from my responsibilities. I'm running away from my responsibilities. Amen. I want y'all to think about that. We're running away from responsibilities that God has already purposed for us to do, but our complaining has moved us out of position. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you who are complaining, it has moved you out of position, and now you want to complain even the more because of the position that you moved out of. Because you didn't want to do what God told you to do. Let's go over here to Jonah the third chapter. So in tell, all of y'all know he got swallowed up by a fish. He sat in the fish belly for 3 days until it killed Jonah's flesh. When the fish scooped him up out of his belly, Jonah, what comes out of into the water, and his skin is so different than from the skin that he went in. Why? Because God was killing his flesh. There are some of us that God is trying to kill our flesh to do his will and do his bidding and quit complaining about what he's asking us to do. But to do his will. To do his will is not to complain. It's just to obey his command. Amen. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to this great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. Time Jonah obeyed the Lord. I'm in the third chapter, third verse. He said, this time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day Jonah entered into the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap and showed their sorrows. Now, Jonah didn't even see this. He didn't see the people repenting. Amen. Like many of us, we don't see people repenting, amen, for what they've done to us, but we continue to complain. Jonah didn't see this. When the king of Nineveh heard what Jonah was saying, he stepped down of his throne, took off his royal robe. He dressed himself in burlap and sat in a heap of ashes. Then the king and his nobles sent a decree throughout the city, no one, not even animals from the herds of flocks may eat or drink anything at all. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all of their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps even yet God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. When God saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind. Good God Almighty. God changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. But let's go over to the fourth chapter. Woo, my God. Let's go over to the fourth chapter to really see how Jonah responded to God's action. Ooh, my God. I was reading this. Oh, my God. Pastor E, I was reading this, and God was giving me some revelation on this right here. I'm going to give you some revelation straight from the throne room of God, according to the chapter 4, according to chapter 4. I'm going to give you some revelation that blew my mind. I almost lost control of my will as I was driving down the highway. And I said to God, revelate, Master, revelate. Because your servant is listening. Revelate to me, God, because I am listening to your words. The Bible says this changed the plans, greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? Now look how Jonah is talking to God. That is why I ran away from Tarsh. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. Look how Jonah was complaining to God that God did not carry out the plan that he gave Jonah to give to the people of Nineveh. Look how Jonah was so upset in his complaining that I believe that he was looking up towards heaven, pointing his finger to God and telling God off, if you will, that like many of us, when God does not come through for us, we throw tantrums. We throw pity parties, wondering why did you bless such and such over here and you didn't bless me, God? What could be your problem? Don't you see me in my situation? Don't you see this thing happening to me? Don't you see the creditors that are coming to try to get my car and foreclose on my home? Don't you see all of this, God? People ain't paid me my money back, God. People didn't do what they said that they was going to do for me, God. You're complaining and complaining, and you're trying to force God to move off your complaining. When are you, oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Ooh, shay. Ooh, my Father. Ooh, God, glory. Thank you, Sire. So merciful, God. Don't you know that even in the midst of you complaining, many of us should be thanking God that he didn't take us out right then? I feel the power of God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, God. Please help me. Man, I'm telling you, I feel tears forming in my eyes because I feel like I just want to cry for many people who got the spirit of complaining. One of your biggest issues that I'm going to put in my book is people who complain to a God that has been so merciful to each and every one of us. Even in the midst of this corona situation, God is still merciful. Don't you know that this stuff could just wipe out the planet if God saw fit for it to happen? But because God is so merciful and he said to the enemy of corona, you can only go so far. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Okay, let me gather my senses and get back into this because I want to open each and every one of us up and give you some revelation. Then Lord replied, is it right? I want you to hear the things that God said to Jonah. The Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry about this? He's asking Jonah a question, and like I want to ask many of you complainers a question. Is it right for you to complain about this little matter? And I know many of you might be saying, well, prophet, it may be little to you, but it is big to me. Well, see, this thing right here was big to Jonah, and God was asking Jonah a question. Is it right for you to be angry about this? And I'm gonna break this thing down to you that y'all gonna get this. Amen. It's 9:30 right now. You finna get this. Amen. And I guarantee you that once you get this, you ain't gonna complain any longer, especially the way God gave this to me. Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. He was still anticipating because of his anger, that his anger would have moved God. He was anticipating his complaining would move the hand of God to still do what God said that he was going to do. He just didn't know who God was. Oh, I'm just going to say it like that. Many of us don't really know who God is. Oh, my God. I think it was somewhere in the Bible, Moses even made reference to this very thing about God. He was referencing to God that I'm still in awe, and I'm paraphrasing it. I'm still in awe of all of you because there's still some areas about you, God, that I do not know about. Which means I want to know more, God. And Jonah was so upset with God that he said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to put my hands across my chest. I'm going to put my neck in such a way to just see, are you going to do what I said that you said you're going to do through me to do? You told me, you sent me here to give a word to these ugly, filthy people. Ain't that like some of us when we talk about homosexuals, when we talk about lesbians, when we talk about people who got all these piercings in their faces and all their bodies and people who got tattoos all on them and homeless people? Ain't this like some of us who complain about homeless people? What did they do to get there? I ain't finna give you no money. You might go and start buying some liquor. Well, why don't you, instead of judging them and complaining about their condition, why don't you just go to the store and buy them some food? Since you think they're going to go buy some liquor, amen. Uh-oh, let me leave that alone. Let me get back here. Let me get back here to this scripture, amen. And the Lord God arranged for a leaf plant to grow there, and soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shedding him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant. Now, look at that. Jonah was very grateful for the plant. I'm getting ready to come down and give you this revelation. He was so grateful for the plant that God placed over his head because of the sun that was beating down on him, and that was his shelter. So he was very happy that the plant, a plant, was giving him comfort from the sun. I'm trying to break this thing down to y'all to get this. But God arranged for a worm. The next morning at dawn, the worm ate through the stems of the plant so that it would wither away. And as the sun grew hot, God arranged for the scorching east winds to blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished to die. Death is certainly better than living like this, he exclaimed. Then God said to Jonah, now I want y'all to hear this revelation. I want you to hear this revelation. Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry because the plant died? Woo. Woo. Jonah. He was more concerned about a plant that was giving him comfort from the sun that was beating down on him and the wind that was blowing all kind of stuff in his direction. He was so in discomfort that God allowed a worm to eat the plant. But watch this. Watch this. Yes, Jonah retorted, even angry, even to die. Then the Lord said, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing. Oh, my God. I'm going to give you some revelation right now. I'm going to give you some revelation. Let me just stop right there. I know somebody said prophet revelate. I'm going to revelate for you right now. Amen. Jonah did not make any of these people. Oh, good God Almighty. Jonah did not cause these people to even grow, even in their evil and wicked ways. Ooh, Jonah did not do anything to allow the people of Nineveh to act the way they did. He didn't make them. Oh, my God. I'm going to give it to you. And so God was simply saying to Jonah, you didn't even make the plant that I put to have shelter over you, nor did you even make the people who have turned against me but then repented towards me because of what you were shouting in the city gates. Didn't make the plant, and you didn't make the people. What makes you think that the people you did not make can't repent from the sins that they did? Oh, my God, glory. Help me, somebody up in here. Oh, my God. And the Bible says this. Then the Lord said, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness. Oh, I got to break it down for many of you right now, believers. Amen. We would rather that God not show mercy who are not living right, but show mercy to the people who are. Oh, my God. And my question to many of you complainers who complain about your circumstance and your situation, and God still breathes on you just like he breathes on the other people. Amen. Because he created all of us. It's just that there are some folk who are in a spiritual darkness, who can't see the light that you see and might not even follow you the way that you want them to follow you because you ain't living right in from the presence of God. Oh, my God, help me. And then you want to complain because they don't want to serve your God the way you serve God half-heartedly, cussing out folk, still smoking, still drinking, still having sex with people who ain't your wife or your husband, and you are complaining about people who are in a spiritual darkness, and you are supposed to be walking in this marvelous light. And the reason why many people are still in spiritual darkness is because your light ain't as bright as you think it is. Oh, shah, God, glory. Help me up in here. You're steady complaining. And you yourself have some low beams on. And people who are in spiritual darkness cannot see the high beams in you. Oh, my God. And God was telling Jonah in so many words, you cared so much about a plant, and you don't care nothing about 120 souls, 1,000 souls, 120,000 souls you care nothing about, but you care more about a plant that will wither, that will grow and wither away. And here are people that you call yourself being a prophet to the nation, and you can't even speak life and to spiritual darkness people. Oh, my God. Lord, help me, Jesus, here. Amen. And then he says, not to mention all of the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city? Look at God. His mercy, his grace, even in the midst of people who don't walk retrospect to us. Amen. Who might not believe the same way that we believe. And here we are complaining about all of these folk. We complain, we complain, we complain. And God is saying to many of us on this blog talk radio show who's listening to me abroad, let me give you something that the Spirit of the Lord told me to give you. You ain't make none of this. Oh, my God. You ain't make none of this. And you don't have the right to complain about something that you didn't make. You wasn't in the plans of it when he was sitting there making this and creating this. Glory be to God. Even in the Bible, he did say, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you." But you wasn't in the midst of him creating this and forming this and making this. You wasn't in none of that. But you got the right, you think, to complain about what God made and why God ain't moved this way and why God ain't said this to this prophet to say to you and why God, oh, my God, Jesus, glory, oh, whoosh, my Father, thank you. Thank you, God. My God, glory, thank you. My God, glory, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You pastors complaining about your congregation. Amen. You don't want these certain people to go visit other churches or because you don't think that church is right and that you don't have the right to tell people to do. That's a witchcraft spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. But we serve a just God who gives us the legal right to give him all the praise and admiration that he deserves. And we don't have the right to complain about nothing because we ain't made any of this. We ain't made the job that we're going to. We ain't made the car, glory be to God, that we're driving. We ain't even made the money that it pays our bills. Come on, somebody. We ain't made none of this stuff. And when you get to the realization that your name ain't on none of this stuff, then you can stop complaining. You didn't make that neighbor down the street. Amen. You ain't got a reason to complain about what he or she is doing in their own house. That's their house. When they close their doors, they're minding their own business. I ain't seen so many church folk who are all up in other folk business and don't even know how to mind your own. Complaining will have you stick your nose where it shouldn't be stuck. Complaining folk always, thank you, Holy Ghost, I heard that one. Complaining people always hang around gossiping people. I'm going to say that one more time. Amen. Complaining folks always hang around gossiping people. Whew, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. Because gossiping gives you another avenue to complain in. Oh, my God. Did you hear about such and such? Yes, yes, yes. I'm talking about y'all complainers. Amen. Because y'all hook up with gossipers. Amen. And y'all spread more fire than put it out. Yes, yes, you do. Amen. That's a nugget for somebody. Glory be to God. Because the Holy Spirit told me to tell y'all complainers. Y'all form around gossipers too. Glory be to God. But we ain't make none of this. And we ain't got the right to complain about any of this. Amen. You ain't make that man. That man ain't make that woman. Amen. Glory be to God. We ain't even make our children. It was a seed that God allowed another seed to connect. Amen. And form what he wanted to form inside of that belly. Glory be to God. Amen. All we got to do is do what God told us to do pertaining to this walk, pertaining to the scriptures. Walk out your own soul salvation with fear and truth in mind, that scripture in mind. You won't have no business sticking your nose in somebody else's walk. You won't have no business sticking your nose in what the pastor ain't doing. Are you a pastor? Do you know the responsibilities of what a pastor has to go through? All the souls that the pastor is responsible for? And you up here complaining that the pastor didn't put on an auxiliary the way that you wanted to put it on. Oh, why the church always doing a fundraiser? Because people ain't paying their tithes and offerings. Feel some way. You like going to the church, don't you? Well, yeah, I like going to the church, but they ain't doing all of this and all of that. Well, contribute to it, tithe robber. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Glory be to God. But I hope I said something here today, because in the book of Numbers, in the 11th chapter of Numbers, amen, God had said something that was so prevalent that, you know, we need to take a hold to. He said this in the King James Version. Okay, I don't have the King James on this right here, but I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Amen. It says this: now the people became like those who complain and whine about their hardship, and the Lord heard it. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and devoured those in the outlying parts of the camp. So the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire died out. Amen. The Lord was so angry because of their complaining that he sent a fire to the outlining of the camp, and those who were on the outlining of the camp got burnt up. Amen. And when the other people seen that to Moses, and Moses would cry to the Lord, and God stopped his anger. It angers God that we complain as believers, because he didn't move the way that we wanted him to move, or he didn't respond the way that we wanted him to respond. We need to check our approach to God. I'm going to say that again. I heard that one, Holy Ghost. You need to check your approach to God. And as I was reading the book of Jonah, I was wondering, God, why you didn't take this joker out when he was pointing his finger to you? And you know what God said to me? He said, Dwayne, he was still a soul. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. He was still a soul. And I still had need of Jonah. But, oh, my God, I'm going to leave it right there. Lord, have mercy. There's some of us, God says, he should have taken us out a long time ago. But he said, because we're still a soul, we still have an opportunity to get this thing right with God. And God allows us an opportunity to get it right and get right back in alignment with him. Amen. We don't serve a God that will just cut you off. He gives each and every one of us chance after chance and after chance. And then when that don't work, he gives us more chances after chance after chance. Man, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that does not get weary about the people who he made. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus. Especially when we got the Holy Ghost. And he can speak to his spirit and say, okay, I need you to go down and talk to them right now. I need you to speak to them right now. Get them back in alignment. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Come on, people. We can't complain in this season. We can't complain in this season. God got too much for us. I'm telling you, people who complain, God's hand is closed towards you. Plain. God's hand is closed towards you. You can't get nothing out of his hands, because a person who complains, God is saying, you don't deserve what's in my hands. Because if I give it to you, you might complain about what I'm giving you. And what I'm giving you, it may help you. You may need this futuristically. But because you complain, I'm going to hold it in my hands to teach you a lesson that I am God. I don't move on nobody way of thinking, way of feeling. God moves when he desires to move. Complaining is not going to move God. It's really going to set you back. You're going to have to go back to school all over again. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you all the glory for allowing me, God, to read your word, God. Allowing me, Father God, to get a clear understanding of your word, God, that I may demonstrate it to your people, Father. Lord, I pray that the revelation that you gave me, God, that I was able to execute it the way that you see fit for me to execute it to your people, Father, and that they got a clear understanding of how merciful and how loving you are, God, even in the midst of all the things that we've gone through. Now, Father, as we open up the lines, God, I ask, Father God, that you bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, that you bless their finances, that you bless their children, that you bless their marriages for those who are married, those who are seeking marriage, Father. I'm asking, God, that Ruth comes into that man's life and that woman receive her Boaz, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, God, those pastors who can't open up their church doors, Lord. I'm asking that you send restitution to them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them everything that they need, Father, all the apostles and bishops, Father. Touch right now. Touch the fivefold ministry, God, in hand, Father. Let us walk retrospect to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, as we open up the lines, amen, I'm asking you that we continue to keep moving in the fortitude of the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen,
amen everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop complaining.
Glory. Never, brother. Never.
I know, never.
Moving
amen.
Right
we've come a long way. We've come a long way,
yes,
to accept what we've done and to move forward. And you know you brought up something that's very very rich in what's going on now because you were talking about people that had did crimes. I mean, think about the society now. People that have had the COVID that now are cured. People look at them like they're lepers.
Yes,
people
sir.
Look at them
yes,
like
sir.
They ain't welcome no more. They ain't welcome no more. Oh no! Whoa, hey! What is he doing over here? You know,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
this is deeper than than people are really looking at. And the spirit of fear. I love Timothy. He says we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and sound mind. But I see it. I see it in the communities. I see it around, even in ministries. I see it all abroad, is that people are looking at someone who may have had it as being, a leper or something that's, oh my God, this is crazy. Complaining. Not, you know, I preached Sunday and brought it up on Monday's broadcast about where is our faith?
Yeah.
If you have faith, then you're not worried about anything other than finding substance of the faith to show that God is real and he can manifest himself. See, I love that word manifestation because that's showing hope coming into fruition.
Yeah.
God manifests something. You can see it in your hand. You grab it right there and be like, I've been looking at this in my prayer for over a month, and now I can touch it. That's when the manifestation of God comes. And because of fear, and we're buying right into it, we're going to lose what God has for us. Come on, people, stop complaining. This is the Prophet's Closet, your opportunity to get in on the line. Dial one now. We'll bring you straight in to the closet. How
hey,
are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I got a lot going on, and the steady moving, man. It's steady moving, and I'm thankful. Just for every opportunity that I get, man, I'm thankful.
Yes.
And I'm not complaining in this season, man. I am not complaining in this season.
And now, I'm let me not, ask you a question. Since you said that, let me ask you a question, because this is hot right in there. You say you're not complaining, but you're making a conscious decision not to.
Yes, sir. Yes,
because I know you can find some stuff to complain about.
Oh, I can find some stuff to complain about. Yes, sir.
See, that's
yes,
what the, everybody out there need to get is that when you don't complain, it don't mean there ain't something that you could complain about, but you deal with it with the spirit of joy. What did James say? Count it all joy?
Count it all joy.
When we fall into various trials, that it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So don't think for once that we don't have obstacles, that we don't have stuff, that we ain't being affected by the loss of business, and even though we're still doing some things, it's not like it was. We're being affected too, but I'm not going to complain about it because it is what it is. I'm trying to see where God is going to really move through me that I can stand through no matter what, because it's going to get worse. If
yes,
you believe
sir.
The word of God, if you believe the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Prophetess Lori, welcome to the closet. Come on in.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Oh, God. Prophet Woods. Prophet Woods.
Hey,
Prophet Woods. I'm telling you. Who know that song, I Won't Complain? Boy, that's my song. I would love to hear it. Who's going to sing it?
Hey,
come on, Prophet Woods.
We're going to have to sing that soon as we can finish up here. Amen.
God. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Dried all my tears.
Yes. Yes.
He's been so good, so good, so good to me. If I could sing, I'd be singing that song. Yes, I won't complain. I won't complain.
Oh,
sometimes
yes.
I do. I ain't, you know, I'm not going to be the one sitting here acting like I'm super sane, because sometimes I find myself complaining. And then I have to sit back and say, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Lord, I trust you, Lord God. I trust you. Even when my body is racked with pain, I trust you, God. Lord, I won't complain. I just give you praise, God. You know, because it's so very, 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 very easy to find ourselves complaining. You know, and like Pastor E said, we got a lot to complain about, but we choose not to complain. We choose to just trust God and just give him all the glory. You know, because when we complain, we're giving a lot of glory to Satan. And he's just sitting back like, come on with it. Come on. Yeah. I'm loving it. Yep, give me the glory, you know. And so we got to trust God more. I don't ever want to give Satan no glory. He don't deserve none of it. God has just been too good
Amen.
To us. And, you know, we just have to look back over our lives and see and just think things over. Think things over. How good he has been to us. How good he has been to us, you know. And he dried all of our tears away. You know, we cried in the midnight hours. I remember just 6 months ago how my back was up against the wall and I was just going through. I didn't know one whether I was coming or going, where I was going to be from the next minute to the next. But God turned it all around, and I just thank him and I praise him. So I know that, you know, when our back is up against the wall, yeah, we can complain. And I did some complaining.
You know,
I did.
And I was getting ready to say that, Lori, because, you know, you me and you talked, and we both have complained about some things, but you were really complaining about this landlord, dude, and she was supposed to be a sister in the Lord and cussing you out, doing all kind of things to you, stealing your money, let the property
everything.
That she was living in go in bankrupt, and still wanted to collect her money.
Yeah,
I remember one time you even cried to me, just cried because you couldn't believe somebody would do stuff like this to you.
Yeah. As good as I've been to this.
But guess what? Guess what? One of the blessed things that I love about it, Pastor Lord, your story, is that when you stop complaining about it, God opened up a door to have your own.
Yes, he did.
That's your
own.
And
I stopped complaining and I started praying for her. Yes.
Yes. Four bedroom house.
Yes.
Big backyard.
Yes.
What you wanted, but guess what? It ain't where you stand, because that's just going to be one of the houses that God gave you.
Amen.
Why?
Praise
because
God.
You stop from complaining to praise him.
Yes. Amen. Stop complaining and praise him and believe him. Yes.
And if we can only grasp that concept right there, God got so much in store.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Somebody probably going through right now, and their back is up against the wall. I mean, I felt like I was dying. It's like God was just like, oh, Lord, where are you, God? You know, it felt like he was just so far away from me. And, you know, and one of my friends said, no, God, I got something real special in store for you. You just watch and see.
Yes.
You ain't going through this for nothing. God got something in store for you. And when she said that, I could feel it. I'm like, God, yes, you do. You got something in store for me. So I trust and I believe in you, God. I choose to trust and believe in you, Father. And he did the most amazing thing with no money, with nothing. And got this house at a 3.6 APR. 3.6. With little or no money down. Didn't know where the money was coming from.
Yes.
And he did it every step of the way and blew my mind.
Amen.
So I won't complain. I can't complain now. I can't complain.
Yes.
I'm moving in my car little by little, me and these kids, and we're doing it happily. Yeah, I need help. Yeah, I could be white. Oh, God, you know, I'm just tired, Lord. We need help. We need a truck, God. I need some helpers, God. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Nope. I choose not to. Just keep on going.
Amen.
Put it in my car until it all get done. God, send some help.
That's it.
He don't.
That's
going,
it.
Ping, all the way to my new house.
That's it. That's it right there. Singing all the way to my new house. We're so proud of you, sis. So proud of you. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Awesome work. Oh, you ain't going to believe this part. I'm sorry, Patsy. You ain't going to believe this part. Oh, my God. When you ever said Nineveh, when you ever said Jonah, guess what God gave me this morning? At 3 o'clock in the morning. Jonah chapter 1. I got it written down in my notebook. I'm like, what? Now I'm on the other end like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
This morning, 3 o'clock.
Wow. To God be the glory.
So that word
Amen.
That you just gave, it was all God, confirmation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all going to say, if you really want to take that deeper, Jonah had an experience with Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just because of blind, you know, rumors. He was so – we ain't going to go there. We'll be preaching all night on that. Because I've been into Jeremiah and Jonah recently. And, you know, Jonah was fighting something that he had already experienced. I'm going to let that go. Thank you, woman of God. Bless you. Continue to push. I'm telling you, God is sending men with trucks to you. Right now, prophetically speaking in your life, all the men that you have given food to in the hood, they going to come up with trucks. You ain't going to know where they're coming from. God is telling you, going to send men with trucks to come and load your stuff and take it for you free of charge.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
So let's get her some food so she go pass that out and they can come follow her and move her stuff.
Amen. And congratulations, Pastor E, on your book. Proud of you.
Yeah. You know, I turn 57 tomorrow, and I have made a commitment that I would get it out. And I grind today to get it out there, and it is launched. It is live on Kindle, and the paperback books will be here in about 2 or 3 weeks, depending on this virus and the production. But thank you so much, woman of God.
No, you're welcome. I can't wait to get my copy.
Amen. Minister Terry, come on into the closet.
Amen. I'm in the playground. Amen. We're going to be like little children tonight. You know, he tells we humble ourselves and be like little children. My God. But I just want to say, thank you, man of God, Prophet Dwayne, for this. I won't complain. You know, and I heard Pastor Tori saying about the song, and I know that was one of my mother's favorite songs. And I knew that when she said she won't complain, that she got that from the God. That spirit was within her. We all have to work with it within our own selves, our issues within our flesh, that we don't complain. Because when you were speaking, I was saying, oh, my God, I used to be a complainer. Before this virus, before I was in my walk with him and in his word, I used to be a complainer. But I didn't know. But that's why I say, and I love what you said, too. Complaining folks love to hang around gossiping folks. My God.
Yes.
Misery loves company. They don't have nothing else to do. But that's why I said sometimes we have situations where don't complain. I've learned to pray. And I always think about, and I love this, that's why I have to get on this broadcast each and every evening. I love the word of God when the disciples said to Jesus, they asked him to teach them how to pray. Sometimes we have things going on, we have issues within ourselves. But we just have to go to the Lord, to him, one-on-one in prayer, and tell him what's on our heart, tell him what's bothering us, tell him what's in our spirit, you know, because a lot of times we get on the line, we want to tell people, we want to burden in. They got enough burden. What do you think? He left the Holy Spirit. He left the helper. He left himself for us to pray. We all have enough time right now to spend time alone with him.
Yes.
My God, I pray to him. I've been praying to him because I have to keep
praying. I've had some good days.
And, but I won't complain.
I've had some hills to climb.
You know, but
I've
won't
had
complain.
Some weary days.
Thank you, Lord.
And some sleepless nights.
Thank you, Lord.
But when I look around.
Count it all joy.
And I think things over.
Count it all joy.
All of my good days.
I'll weigh my
bad days.
And I won't.
I won't complain. Woo, Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all trying to take
Glory.
It back.
Glory. And congratulations, Dr. Hamilton, on that. That I already downloaded. I can't wait to get to it tonight. Amen. God bless you.
Please
you know
give
what,
me your opinion.
I'm going to give my opinion, you know. I have to because we family. Amen. But Prophet Dwayne, when you were speaking, I was saying, the Lord, when you're driving, you getting everything to where you have to take it, the Lord must be giving you these topics to share with us on these issues we all need to address.
He be on it, don't he?
Amen.
Yes, he be on it. Glory be to God. God bless you all and love you all, family. Amen.
You know, sis, it's amazing because, you know, when you drive cross country, all you have is time. You know,
yeah.
Time I play, I do my worship music, I pray, you know,
that's
and people who call me, we talk. But it's an intimate time when nobody calls the phone and all I can do is just play my worship music and talk to the Father.
I knew today was gonna happen,
you know, and it seems like God gives it to me right when I just least expect it because I knew I had to study something as I'm driving, and many people don't even understand. I'm driving 80,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving 80,000 pounds, I don't really have a time that I can just sit and just read. So what I do is I turn my phone on. I got my stand right here in my window, and I'll put it on, and I'll listen. And if I don't listen to it, then I'm just actually reading it, and I'm hitting going up. And most people are like, well, man, how you doing? Because I multitask. I've learned to do this. I've been doing this for years. And so I know how to watch the road, look at what I need to look at, ask the Father, what do you want me to say, God? How do you want me to break this down? And when he gave me the revelation about when he said to Jonah, he said, you care so much about a plant.
My God.
And you don't even care about 120,000 souls. You would prefer that the plant live and me kill 120,000 souls?
Sometimes some people think like that. My God. My God. You gave out. Yes, go ahead. You gave out numbers.
Like,
Genesis,
hold up,
Jonah. My God.
You You ain't creating none of this stuff. I'm using you just like I use every prophet because I want to see, are you going to be concerned like my son was for the people? Oh, my God, I just said something right there. I can get up out the truck and run now. I get up out the truck and run right now. All you prophets and all you apostles, all you evangelists and all you ministers and preachers and teachers of God's word, he's actually giving you a key. Do you really love God's people the way his son loves the people and died for them?
My God. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, sis, there are a lot of people been born into this Christendom. I wasn't born into this. Amen.
Yeah.
I wasn't born to this.
I wasn't either. I wasn't either. And
you know,
I always say I'm late. I'm a late bloomer on it, even though my grandmother and my mother went, but I can't count on that. This is my relationship. I'm late.
Exactly.
But I tell you,
this is my relationship.
But
he's.
Yes.
Come on.
I press. This is my. I'm responsible for my relationship. You know, I went to church. I went to church, but I didn't know what they were saying. My God. Oh, Lord. This is why now I'm getting in the boat. I'm going to get in the boat.
Yes.
I'm not going to be sitting there. I'm going to be in the boat. I want to be in the boat, and I want to share the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
And he told that rascal, you weren't even here when I created this stuff, man. Who are you to pick and choose who I should destroy just because I gave you a word to go tell them doesn't mean that I was going to perform what I told you to go tell them. I just told you to do that so that they can get right. And now that they got right, you still want me to destroy them even after they repented?
Okay.
Even after they said, God, I'm sorry, you still want me to destroy these people?
Where's the forgiveness, my God? Yes,
forgiveness? Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us.
And I love what you said, Prophet Wayne, about, you know, some of us can walk around and we look at home, we can't look down at nobody. And I love what Pastor E was saying. Some people are looking at people with COVID positive. Maybe they build up the antibodies within their body to fight it off. But they're looking at them as something's wrong with them. This is a virus we don't know nothing about. So we, as people of God, we are to love one another. If we can help one another through this crisis. But like Pastor Yana, I heard you guys said that the spirit of fear is within everybody right now. But who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust God? Are you going to pray? Are you going to stand on your faith? Yes, we're going to use wisdom. We have to use wisdom when we go out. We have to. But the thing is, we're going to trust them. We're not going to just belittle people. They're all fair.
What do you say? Trust in the Lord with how much heart?
All your heart. Lean not on our understanding. Get us all in trouble.
Oh my God.
Acknowledge
my God. He
gets in all your ways, and he shall direct your path.
That's right. That's right. He'll bring you out of darkness, take you to the light. Amen.
Yes.
Okay,
God,
I got some breaking news. I got some breaking news for everybody.
Amen.
Pastor E is a survivor.
All right now.
I've been preaching with it for 3 weeks. What y'all gonna do now? I'm a leper. What y'all gonna do now? Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm a leper, and tomorrow's my birthday. Y'all gonna throw me to the curb?
No, you know what? This is what I'm saying. But you know what, Pastor E? This is what I'm saying. People don't understand it. This is what I'm saying as a nurse's point. Some people can build up that antibodies as any other illness, and people don't understand that. You can be exposed to TB and don't mean you have it, but it'll show up.
Exactly. Depending on how you take care of yourself and how your immune system is built.
Right.
You know, it goes back to self-preservation and things like that. I was just being silly, though.
Right.
But it's crazy because it'd be like, how could that change? How could that change everybody? I don't want to be on Blog Talk because Pastor E is a survivor.
Oh no, people can't think like that because that's when they.
I don't want to watch live no more because he a survivor, and we sure ain't going to the now church because he a survivor. Come on now.
That's flesh. That's flesh you're thinking of.
Prophet,
glory be to God.
Won't complain. Bless you, Minister Terry.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Bless
Steve.
You,
love you all, family. Love you all,
too.
Family. God bless. Amen.
Love you too.
Pastor V, Pastor V, come on in the closet. It's waiting on you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Listen, I'm finna go straight for Prophet Dwayne and what he was talking about last night. Some word, man of God, awesome word.
Amen.
And
amen.
You know, when I think about Jonah, what just came to me is preachers will get the big head and feel they are entitled and have this special relationship with God and
yes.
forget that he is the controller yet still of all things. So
yes.
Leaders, bishops, apostles, whatever, get this, you know, God is on my side. God is working for me. God does everything that I pray about or I ask him to do in God. And then when God decides to change the plan, how
yes.
are you going to respond? How are you going to respond when God says, listen, like you said, I have to continue to always test you to make sure that you're not riding on your own glory thinking it's my glory. I have to
Amen.
Continue to humble you all the time to make sure that you remember I'm God. Yeah, you're a good preacher. You're a dynamic prophet. Yeah, you're going from city to city, going doing what I'm telling you to do. You preach the word. You're seeing my miracles or you're seeing my destruction. You're seeing all this, but you still got to remember I still have to test your life just like I tested theirs.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of leaders forget about that their own life is going to get tested. Your own faith is going to get tested. You forget that God still has a hand in your situation that he can change around at any time. So then
anytime.
What you're going to do, you're going to complain. You're going to complain like just like Jonah did. You're going to complain to God because it's not your way. You're going to complain because you lost your church. You're going to complain because your membership went down. You're going to complain. What you going to do? You still got to remember who God is. So I just want to add that piece. In excuse me. I think some men of God, women of God, get spoiled and feel entitled to the power of God like they just have it like magic.
Yes. Yes. Glory.
Pastor
yes.
E, you going to be 57 tomorrow? Oh, he's gone. So I just want to say awesome word because definitely about complaining. Because, see, I'm a only child, so I was raised a spoiled, selfish brat. So I complain about everything. If it's not my way, I'm going to complain about it. But I've learned
right,
to
right.
try to do better on that because, like you said, lest I fall in the same trap. Or less, you know what I'm saying, the tables get turned. And on top of that, I don't get that right to complain because everything I have, God gave me. And everything that
Glory.
I don't have, God took from me. So therefore, who, because who else did he say that to? He said that to Job. Did you cause the lion to be able to give birth? Did you tell the sea where to stop in the sand? Who are you that you feel that you get
right.
a right to speak on anything concerning what I do?
And that's what
Come
God
on,
was
Jesus.
Saying to Nineveh. He was saying to Jonah. He said, man, hold up. The last I thought about it, was you here when me, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit started doing all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Where
you
know
were
you at?
Yeah.
Where were you at? You know,
in the beginning. Wait a minute. In the beginning. No, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
He even told that to Elijah. He said, man, wait a minute. Where was you at when I created all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Elijah couldn't give him an answer. Exactly. My point exactly, Elijah. You was nowhere around when I did all of this.
Right.
It's me. It's by my spirit that you're doing all of this, what you're doing.
Right.
Get out of yourself.
Amen, because he can even say, were you around when I even predestined and put your life even in order? Because you got to remember, before you was even a seed, I had already called and predestined for you to be who you are. So therefore, now you feel that you get a right to complain with what your life is? We don't
Come
get that.
Now. Come on.
We don't get that, especially, you know, when it comes to, let me testify real quick, especially when it comes to me, because there was a thought between whether to abort this baby or have this baby and give this up for adoption. I was either going to be an aborted baby or an adopted baby. But the woman chose life and allowed me to be adopted.
Wow.
You can't tell me that's not the plan of God. And I get a right to complain about my life when somebody could have chose the other way for my life. That was God. That wasn't her that made that choice. God helped that 15-year-old woman to make that choice, not her. So I don't get that right to complain about my life. And the one thing is that sometimes it takes other people to show them and put it in your face. That's why I'm grateful. See, that's why I praise and I shout so hard. See, that's why I'm the loudest one running around the church, because, see, you don't understand. Because before I even knew that at age 30, see, I had made that wrong decision and aborted the baby and didn't give it up for adoption. But God put it in her mind not to do that to me.
Wow. Wow.
So when you start looking back over your life, for real, y'all, when people want to testify, it's about, when I look back over my life, I should have been dead and gone. So then what you complaining for? You still live. When I look back over my life, I should have been in jail. I should have been 6 feet under. I should have been serving time. But you here, so what you complaining for? You walking free. Because guess what? My bishop always preached. So you got caught. I didn't. See, that same jail that person is in, I should be in too for the same crime. But see, they got caught. I didn't. But the grace of God and the hand of mercy was upon me. And I got a right to complain. I get the audacity to complain about my life. You don't get that. Think about your life for real, men and women of God, and see if you have a reason to complain. You really shouldn't.
You're talking good.
Whatever the situation is, whatever it may be, no, you might not have the things that you want, but just think about it. It could have went the total other way. We're sitting here blessed to be able to talk and speak to one another, and we haven't caught the virus. Praise God. So guess what? I ain't going to complain about nothing. I'm going to thank God for being in these four walls. My rent is paid. The heat is on. Some food in the refrigerator. I'm good.
Amen.
But you complaining because you can't go get your nails done, your feet done, your hair done. You complaining for real? Come on now. We complaining about the wrong thing. Well, we need to be concerned about the ones who do have it. We need to be concerned about the families who are going through a loss, can't even attend funerals or see their loved ones in a nursing home. You need to be concerned about those things instead of getting your eyelashes done, boo.
Amen. Amen.
I'm done preaching. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over preaching. But I'm with you on that complaining thing because, sir, I had to learn that. Like I said, being raised an only child, spoiled, selfish, bratty, get my way, throw a tantrum, everything. When I finally learned at age 30 that I was adopted and my whole life and identity changed, I shut up. Because that woman that adopted me never one day never not made me think that I was not her child. She did not tell me, but never once did she not make me think that I wasn't her child. And all the hell that I had put her through my teenage years, I had a new respect on life. And
wow.
I shut up and quit complaining.
Wow.
That's the next subject on Let's Talk About It.
What subject, Beth?
Adoption.
Hmm.
Do you know if you're adopted or not?
Do you know? Right. Because I promise y'all,
I'm talking to the baby boomers that's in that 45 to 60 age range.
Right. Your mama might not be your mama. Your daddy sure might not be your dad.
Neither one of them might not be.
Because I promise you, if I sent you a picture, I look just like my mama, the one that adopted me. I look just like her. But then when I show you my real one, I look just like her. So therefore, there was nothing that ever would have told me that I was not that woman's child.
I think it's something that we really can relate on. Let's talk about it. Get it ready. Get the form ready. We got a week.
Not a problem. All right, I love y'all. I ain't going to take up more of your time. Love you.
Love you too, sis.
Come on, we got a couple more minutes. Anybody else want to get in this conversation, especially that one person that doesn't know why you're here? You don't know how you got on this line. You don't even are part of our covenant. You just saw it. You clicked it, and now you called in, and now you're curious. This is what the closet is about, where you can come in and be just as equal as we are, knowing that the only difference is that we made a choice to go all the way for God, and you just need to come on in. So we're here to invite you. Dial one now. The prophet will talk to you in a green room privately. But just that one person that's here tonight that doesn't know why you're here, but you've heard something that wants, that's encouraging and energizing you to want to do different, please dial one. That's why we're here tonight. That is why we are here tonight. Amen. Please dial one. Please, please don't let us hang up this call. I know we're going to pray and you might get part of that, but it's a reason why you're on this line tonight. And you may be on the internet. You have to dial the number 319-527-6173 to dial one and get in the queue. But you've heard something tonight that has really just broken your thought of being religious and now knowing how you can be spiritual. Please dial one, please. We don't want to leave this call without that one.
Yes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, please. Everybody's saved. Everybody's got it together. Everybody has spoke tonight. Prophet, go ahead and get us out of here. Pray us out.
Amen. This is really a awesome time in the Lord, you know, that we've had on tonight. I even rushed to try to get to this place of where I'm sitting at right now in my truck, and to talk about this, you know, because it's a very right now issue in America. If you turn on any television station that has news, and they got a panel of people up there, they're complaining. They're complaining about how the president is running the country. Words that he said, amen. And I'm not defending him. I'm just simply saying there are a lot of people that are complaining. Nobody, I mean, it seems to me, Pastor E, that nobody is really happy with anybody and what they're doing. Nobody is. Pastors, you name it. Senators, Congress, whatever the case may be, everybody is finding things that they complain about and trying to make it a very pivotal thing to as a discussion to talk about. So I'm asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch us in such a way, God, that we can reflect on the goodness and the mercy that you are distributing to us as your people, Father, that we would no longer complain, God. We would no longer run to your hands, but we would kneel at your feet, Father, as a sign of surrenderance and as a sign of worship, Father. Father, because we're worshiping you, and you said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we're being truthful as we're worshiping you, Father. And God, we're asking right now that you touch everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl, Father. You touch us right now, Father, in such a way, Lord, that if complaining comes up, God, we'll be able to look into that mirror and you can show us in that mirror. Not the problem, but us, because we are the problem, and you're trying to fix us, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my brothers and sisters.
Jesus.
Touch Pastor E on tomorrow as he celebrate 57, and as prophetically 57, 5 plus 7, 12, which is, this is his government year, Father.
I'm thanking
you right now, God, that he's ruling governmental, Father, and he's going to be moving in his governmental mantle in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, God, my God, glory, that Iana Sokobai, even in his governmental ranking, Father, that he can speak to every circumstance and situation and call it to come in line right now, because the government is speaking to it right now. And, Father,
Jesus,
you're giving him that type of mouth, Father. You're giving him that type of spirit, Father, to call those things that be not as though they were. And because he is ruling and reigning in this governmental form, Father,
Jesus,
that he can call that thing to get in alignment. He can speak to his finance and say, come right now. He can speak to his cars and say, I'm changing you. He can speak to his house and say, there's a new one on the way. He can speak to where he's working out of at, God, and say, expand my territory. Because the government is speaking to the atmosphere. And we,
my God.
We give you praise in
Thank
Jesus'
you.
Mighty name. God bless everybody. God bless everybody in Jesus' name.
When? When?
Now. Now.
I am the DJ.
I won't complain. I've had the good days. There you go, Pastor Lori.
There you go, Pastor Lori.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights.
Yes.
But when I look around, and
I think things over.
You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some
good
days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some
weary
days, and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes they can't see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me.
Have you been good?
To me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me,
you know what he did?
Yeah, he dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't.